We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, we can go, off. That was the TV play-by-play of when Bryce Harper got hit and broke his wrist. And I guess the visuals kind of carried that one.
Yeah.
You can tell by Tom McCarthy's voice that it's not good. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we are joined by our doctors from Cooper Bone and joined Dr. David Gelt. It gives us the pleasure of speaking to him today. All right, Doc, this is going to be pretty vague because we really don't know what we don't know. And we do know that Bryce Harper had surgery on Wednesday. What we don't know is what bone or bones he broke, whether he got a pin. So I guess the question I can ask you is the theoretical, what are we hoping for and what are we hoping against with this when we get the news?
Yeah, so from what I'm reading, and obviously the pictures are pretty gruesome. Unfortunately, it didn't hit his face or anything of that sort. But
right.
With the thumb, the biggest thing with the thumb is it's an opposition, digit, so that's good for gripping, and that's why it's difficult. If it was like his ring finger or something else, it's not as significant. But what most likely they did is either put a pin in it or a wire just to stabilize it, and it doesn't necessarily heal. It just keeps it in place so it doesn't move or get shifted, and then you just don't let it heal. At the same time, because you can put that in there, you can start moving a little earlier than if you just cast it and let it heal. So you can start doing a little bit of rehab a little earlier. So best case, if we're thinking hopefully 6 weeks. We're thinking about end of August or early September. So hopefully, it comes back for the run.
Doc, understood that you see most of your patients after the fact. If something has happened, then you get to examine them thereafter. You certainly question them about what happened and the like. We just played a clip of the television broadcast, and the guys were so upset they didn't really add much commentary. The thing that was gripping to me was you could see Harper's hand shaking. As he was just holding his hand, he was in so much pain that he couldn't keep his hand in place. Is that telling? Should we have known immediately, it's broken because of the way that he was shaking at that time? I know that's not the way you usually get your patients, but I'm sure it's happened to you from time to time. What was your, if you were watching at that time and or the way I'm explaining it, what did you read from that?
Yeah, I mean, you have a pretty good idea when you have a 97 mile an hour fastball coming at the thumb. Everybody's hit their thumb with a hammer or banged it and it's hurting. But when you have a baseball hit it that fast, something's going on and just the bone just can't handle that. So I wasn't surprised that there was something broken there. Fortunately for him, it didn't seem like it was it was a little displaced, I think, from what they said. But the fact that there was a question if they were going to do surgery or not is a good sign. But hopefully it'll come back. The good thing is, if Derek Hall, he's taken his place in the beginning, and he's had a nice little.
Sure.
I was actually going to ask you guys. I don't know if I'm sure there's a stat. What's the record for first career hits consecutive home runs for a person? Do you know that in the MLB?
Well, it caught me by surprise.
Yeah, not off the top of my head.
I know he is. What do we say?
He's
the ninth
now.
Player in the last 60 years with 3 home runs in his first 3 games. You asked a different question than that. I don't know that there's ever been a player to hit 4 home runs in his first 4 games. He's got the chance for that this afternoon, so that would be pretty impressive. All right, I have 2 questions for you unrelated to any of this, but things we've been talking about today. All right.
Yeah.
Is there a team that's not a rival of one of our teams, so not the Celtics, not the Cowboys, right, that you, Dr. David Gelt, just dislike for some reason?
In professional or college, or it doesn't matter?
I would say professional, but I'll accept college.
There's rivals that I have just for personal reasons.
No, it can't be a rival.
I understand.
Undergraduate.
I understand. Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah. I'll have to think about it. I mean, there's some teams, I guess, just because of certain players I wasn't a big fan of. But I have to think about it.
All right, well, that's fine. Sure, you can come back with that next week. Here's my second question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody who he or she makes a movie, I guess we could say TV show too, but he or she creates something and you, Dr. David Gelt, say, like, I'm going to see that?
Yeah, there's a few. I think first comes to mind is Morgan Freeman, I think.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Been up there. No, there's every time it's on TV, I'll stop to watch it, no matter what movie it is with him. So I would probably have to say that first off the top of my head.
That's a very good answer, because Morgan Freeman does not do bad work.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Doc, it is always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good
great
one.
Holiday.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes, you will. Have a great holiday. You know who I would put on that list for me, Jody?
Who?
Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel does good stuff.
Denzel or Morgan? One or the other. Which one is it?
Denzel.
Over Morgan, huh?
Well, because he's more of a lead guy. Morgan Freeman will often be a, I don't want to say secondary character, but Denzel is more of a movie star.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that, but it's close. That's a great comparison, because they're completely different actors. One's a like Tom Cruise, an action hero, and the other one is just a complete and total thespian. Wow, that... I would lean toward Morgan Freeman, as a matter of fact, but it is damn close between both of those guys.
I asked my wife during the commercial break who she would put on the list. Tom Hanks.
She went Hanks too, huh?
She went Hanks.
If I'm keeping good company of Judy Macnow and Ray Dinger, I'm happy with my pick. Thank you very much.
And I do want to see that Elvis movie. I think that's going to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. He's Jody McDonald. I'm Glenn Mack. Now we're going to talk some Sixers hoop. What does all this mean that's been happening in the last week? And what chance, if any, realistically, do they have to get Kevin Durant? Keith Pompey, who does a terrific job with the Philadelphia Inquirer, will join us next. Jody Mack and Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.